It's that time of the program to talk with Mike Brennan and to get some of the headlines from Michigan Technology News, MI Tech News. And by the way, you can find all about that by going to our Internet Advisor website, internetadvisor.net, and scrolling down, and you'll see that we have Mike's smiling face there and a subscribe button. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you doing?
Great. Now that summer has finally arrived, right?
Oh, boy. And you're out there where you can hear the roar of the shore of the mighty Lake Michigan out the Grand Rapids way. Hey, Mike, let's dive into some of the headlines that you've got posted for this week. I see that venture capitalists have invested a record amount of money in Michigan companies.
Yeah, $120 million was invested in 40 companies, and that's the highest number of deals since they began tracking this information. And a 111% increase over the last 5 years. So,
wow. You
know, we're coming out of the doldrums in a big way. Now, $120 million compared to California is nothing, but, I mean, for Michigan, it's great.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to sneeze at that in our fair state. And what is this headline that says that Michigan Senate is criminalizing cyber revenge?
Yeah, it's posting sexually explicit images on the Internet without the consent of the individual. You know, bad boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever. You know, people can do all these things to get back at whomever for whatever, but now it's criminalized. Now you can be fined $500 and put in jail for a maximum of 93 days, and second offense is even worse. So it's kind of an unusual thing, but apparently it was a big deal for the Michigan Senate. Mm.
So I can get back at my mother for posting those bathtub pictures of me when I was a kid.
That's it.
The bear rug.
Yeah.
Wow. The bear rug, yeah.
Bear on the bear rug. Well, one of the things we haven't talked about yet here, but you've got a headline, is that Amazon this coming week is about to debut something. Now, you have smartphone down here, but I think they're being rather coy about this whole thing. You think it's a smartphone?
Something along those lines. I've been reading a lot about it. They've been releasing a lot of hints. They do have a press conference scheduled for June 18th. And so they're now thinking that that's possibly that it's going to be some kind of smartphone, but it's only a matter of time before they did it, right?
Yeah, so. I think so. Again, the idea of hooking people even deeper into their services. Jeff Bezos wants to make sure that you are hooked on Amazon. Hey, Mike, one of the things I thought of asking you today is, you know, folks, Michigan Technology News, MI Tech News, is an absolutely free service that comes to you when you subscribe, and you do that by going to internetadvisor.net and clicking on that subscribe button. But I was going to ask you, Mike, what kind of people do you think are the people who will subscribe to MI Tech News? Who are your common customers?
Well, certainly people involved in IT. I mean, we're kind of a trade publication in a way, so we're inside baseball for a lot of people. But it's also for anybody out there that wants to get plugged into what's happening in Michigan IT and entrepreneur stuff. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I signed my own paycheck, and not as big as I'd like, right? But anyway, I do that. And so we have a lot of news for and about entrepreneurs, and our sweet spot is technology entrepreneurs. But, I mean, we do a lot of things. You know, we provide good columns from our supporting folks like Warner Norcross and Judd and other folks like that. We have a lot of things going on, actually.
Yeah, Richard Steenan, as a matter of fact, our old friend Richard, has contributed things on cybersecurity as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Richard's an old friend of mine. Did that book with him.
Right, exactly. So those are the kind of things, folks, that would make it perfect sense for you if you're interested in knowing more about what's going on in terms of entrepreneurship and opportunities here in the state of Michigan, as well as these other kind of inside baseball things about information technology in Michigan. This is the place to go, and it's absolutely free. For nothing, you get all these headlines and many more every Friday morning. It arrives at your email. And you can get that simply by going to internetadvisor.net, click on the subscribe button, and voila, there you are.
We don't want to forget to remind them that we also have podcasts
of this
particular segment, as well as all the other segments. So if they, you know, miss something or if they want to share it with their friends, we provide that.
It's an excellent way, by the way, of having the podcast of our show delivered directly to you folks is by subscribing to MI Tech News. Hey, one last thing here I see, and maybe you can explain this to me. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan, apparently is going to mean some big changes for Michigan, and people are concerned about it.
Well, we still get a lot of our general electricity from coal-fired plants. And they haven't been as clean as they probably should have been. But now they have to be even cleaner. They have to be equal to plants that are fired on natural gas, which is very clean. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be done by 2020, or it actually begins in 2020. But it's going to cost a lot of money to put these different technology devices on these coal plants to make them more efficient where they're not putting out a lot of pollutants and things like that. So in that sense, that's a column from Mark and our friends at Warner, Norcross, and Judd. We're talking about that, and, you know, but, I mean, I think it's acceptable. They're talking about, you know, the cost of a gallon of milk a week would be the additional cost for you to be able to breathe clean air. I mean, what is that worth to you, right?
That's a lot. Mike, thank you so much. These are the kind of headlines, folks, you hear about, we're talking about, that are delivered to you every week with Michigan Technology News. Mike, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of this summer day.
Thanks, Foster.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor-in-chief of MITech News.